We are Quixie 98.3. It is Tricia and Dr. Justin Pate from ECTC hanging out with me this morning while Brian is off. So let's talk ECTC.
Let's do that. We need to get us a better name first, though. Tricia and Dr. Justin Pate is not going to win any awards.
Well,
Brian and Tricia is like a perennial award winner.
Yeah. So we need to change that. Yeah, we should. I'm hoping that you will come up with a theme song for us.
All right. So I've got a lot of homework.
You do. Can you sing?
I've been here 5 years, and this is my first invite. So I'm just going to go ahead and plan on 5 years from now.
No. You are on the top of the list now. Like, you're next time Brian calls out sick, I'm be like, hey, Justin, what are you doing? I know it's 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it's just a matter of convenience. She knows I'm up early, so I'm safe. I'm a safe bet. That's what this is.
Well, you're good at what you do.
So. Well, and speaking of what I do, we've got a lot going on at the college. And really so proud of what we're doing. We've got fantastic partners like our Chamber of Commerce, we've got a more active chamber than any place I have ever been. And I'm really proud of them and what they do. And, you know, the city leadership with Jeff Gregory is just rocking and rolling. And, you know, we've got great things happening in the county with Judge Barry and Daniel London. It's just such a great place to be. And then you interject, you know, the record $5.8 billion investment of Ford and SK Innovations. But we've got a lot happening with, our university center. We've been talking about that concept. Well, the construction is now going to get underway, so that project is going to be moving forward. We'll have more four-year degrees here so that young folks can stay in the region. You know, older folks can continue the education. Going to be a lot more opportunities. And, you know, we're moving forward with partnerships with things like the Family Scholar House to bring housing in for homeless parents. I just couldn't be more excited for what we're talking about, being a part of this great region and the future of what we're going to do.
What you guys are doing, there's so many opportunities that ECTC provides that people you just talked about a few things, but there are so many ways that ECTC can help. And you guys do on a daily basis. You guys are affecting people's lives all the time.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's not just the education. The education is first class. And that's when people ask me about the value, people a lot of time want to talk about the value of community college as it's a price. But the true value is that the education is first class. Small class sizes, your professors are with you, they're available. We've got student support, academic support, you know, whether you've got a barrier with childcare or a barrier understanding algebraic equations, you know, whatever it is, we have people there to help. So that's the true value, is that our entire focus is on your education, your betterment. And then, yes, it is a greatly reduced cost to get that high-valued education. So, yeah, very proud of the college. Our people are wonderful and great team, great atmosphere. Encourage everybody to come out and be a part of it.
It's a good transition, me speaking as a parent with a daughter who is in her first year of college, and she could have gone to a university for her first 2 years, but she's easing in. And I think this is a smart way to do it, to start in the community college system, because then it's not as much of a shock. You know, you kind of just ease in and it's cheaper. And so you kind of just learn your way through it, and then you transfer.
Absolutely.
You know, get your degree here, yeah, and then transfer to a university.
And it was invaluable to me. I needed that very badly.
Me too. Yeah.
So that was the path I took. And, you know, your daughter's path, you know, starting with some dual credit and then, you know, coming in. Is she still on the work ready scholarship?
Yes, she is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she's come in and had all tuition taken care of because her major has aligned with the work ready scholarship, and she's got that support network. She can talk to her faculty whenever she needs to see them. She's still here at home with some structure. So when she does transfer, she is going to be so much more prepared to take full advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very proud of her and proud of all our students.
Well, thank you for what you do, and thank you for leading, because you're a good leader too.